Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
Happy hump day, everyone. Welcome to Daily Pop. From spats and splits to romantic sparks, today's show is a roller coaster of emotions. Yes. We're discussing why Chrissy Teigen is majorly upset with John Legend. Then, why are Teresa and Joe Giudice separating but not moving forward with a divorce? Plus, Kourtney Kardashian is spotted again with Eunice. Are they back together? And our Daily Pop gift guide rolls on. Today, it's the best presents for the guys in your life. All that and much more, so let's get to it. All right, Chrissy Teigen is seriously pissed at John Legend, and we know all the details thanks to her tweets. All right, here's what happened. He invited the other voice coaches over for dinner, but forgot to mention it was to celebrate the show's big finale. Chrissy then tweeted, "I'm really effing mad because I didn't make an effing finale meal. I would have gotten a cake or something too." John didn't think it was a big deal, but Chrissy says that's because she's always in charge of doing the fun extra-ish. Chrissy also adds, "If you think this is stupid, go ahead and tell me what you made when Blake, Kelly, and Gwen came over to your house." John and Chrissy both ended up ordering a cake, but still, no ice cream truck. It looks like everyone was happy, though. She ordered a bunch of stuff from Milk. So look at those smiles.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this was hilarious.
Would you guys be pissed, though, if that happened to you?
Yeah. I'd be annoyed. Like, I feel like you need a proper warning. I feel like when something's a big deal, you want to do it correctly. And she obviously is somebody that takes entertaining very seriously. She loves cooking. She loves having a big spread for people. So for her to be sort of slighted in that way, she's kind of like, John, like, use your brain. Like, this is a big deal. Like, give your girl some warning. And to him, it's not a big deal. And I think that infuriates your partner more when your spouse doesn't get it. Mm, yeah. Like, why don't you realize that this is important? And he's like, it doesn't matter. It's like, it matters to me.
It does matter. And by the way, these weren't the only tweets. She was going on and on saying, like, I hope that he won because he doesn't deserve a cake, because if someone else won and I didn't have a cake for them, like, that wouldn't be good.
It was the first time that she was, like, kind of, like, you could tell she was genuinely venting. She was so upset about it. And it's true, though, as a wife, you do kind of take on that role of, like, I plan everything for you so you don't have to think very hard, because when you think, things go wrong.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
There are your socks.
I'd be pissed. Would you be pissed?
I don't know. Gays are a little bit different. We have, like, a Captain Planet group of gays that we can call for this type of thing, where we get together and put our rings together, and it's like decor, liquor, food. And I'm like, all right, everyone, chop, chop. Like, I like things on the fly. I would be pissed. I would be pissed if my man invited people over and didn't give me, like, the fair warning to, like, put my face on or get out of those nasty sweatpants that I wear around the house that shows, like, my thing.
You know, so, wait, are you, like, knocking her for her outfit and not having her glam?
She was in Skims. You know, supporting Kim. I think that's a good point. She was very casual. Everyone was very dressed. Mm-hmm.
So she wasn't lying when she said, you caught me off guard on this one.
But did she? I'm confused, because when you read it, she knew they were coming, but she just didn't know it was the finale.
But that's what you get.
Is that what it is?
That's what you forgive for not watching your man's show and keeping up with it.
That's true.
Yeah, well, she was even saying, who won? I need to know. Like, it's not airing here yet. Why do I have to watch TV to find out? Why is this happening?
Who did win?
We don't know.
Oh, I thought he...
John won.
Yeah,
John won. Yeah, I was kidding. We knew. JK.
Anyway. Moving right along, we'd all be pissed, except for Justin. Call Justin when you're in this situation.
Yeah.
It was actually Kelly who won, by the way.
Just kidding.
No, yeah, and that's what I said. Kelly.
That's what we thought happened.
Someone but. Say who won.
Anyway, Kelly got a cake of some sort.
Lots of cake.
Moving right along.
Okay, great.
Joe and Teresa Giudice, they have announced they're separating after 20 years of marriage. This isn't much of a surprise considering all the drama we've seen recently. Reminder, Joe got deported to Italy after his prison sentence. And Teresa's life is in New York. While divorce for these two seems like that would be the next logical step, we're being told Teresa is in no rush to file, but the relationship is done. Why do you think they're not moving forward with this big step if the relationship is absolutely over?
I'm so confused by these sort of like rules we put on stuff. Like, isn't the big step no longer being in the relationship? Like, being married is how you act. It's not the piece of paper that solidifies it, and it's not the piece of paper that solidifies whether you're together or not. If you are no longer acting like a couple, you're not a couple. Who cares if they're not divorcing? Maybe it's financial. Like, I don't feel like why the stamp of approval of divorce is so important. I'm not officially divorced from my husband. We're separated. People are like, are you divorced? I'm like, we're divorced in my mind. We do not spend time together. We do not speak to each other. We do not have anything to do with one another.
Yeah.
Unless something traumatic happens, then for a day we talk. But other than that,
That's what it is.
We're not together. We live separately. Like, we're basically divorced. What does it matter if the state recognizes it?
That's absolutely true.
Who cares?
It's a little dicey when you start moving on with your life.
If you want to get remarried, fine.
Insurance purposes, there's all kinds of things. I think for Teresa, what she wants to do is solidify that this is us saying we're separated, so this is no longer community property. So when I start filming the new season of Jersey and I have Fabellini's on the market, he gets no more money from this, and I don't want anything from his pizza joint in Italy. So I think it's more of like a legal financial situation. There's also this thing with people who get divorced. By the way, even though you say you're gonna get divorced and the papers are drawn up, to get someone to sign divorce papers, it takes a lot.
It is a lot more involved than I originally thought.
Now, can you imagine?
Yeah, I watched Marriage Story and I figured that out.
And I have a very simple process, and I'm still like, wait, what's happening?
You don't have four kids.
No.
You are not in a situation where you own a home together.
We're not divvying
up
assets.
He's not moving to Italy. Like, I don't have time to buy Italy and get you to sign these divorce papers every 2 weeks.
Well, maybe that's also why they're not doing it, or maybe he just got out of the jail, or maybe they're going to. They just have to figure out how it's all going to go. It takes time. You can also mediate for a little bit and then figure out all the logistics. I think, like, I file, but I still...
Well,
don't know.
There, that one out. Thing you guys didn't mention yet, which immediately came to my mind when I heard that she's not moving forward, is they're waiting to film this for the show. Is that not something that they would do? Because I feel like maybe that's why. It's, well, let's just let this all play out because we need to afford this divorce, so let's just make the money off the divorce.
No, I think they are going to film it for the show, obviously. But I think another thing that's kind of waiting in the wings, and I hate to bring this up, is that Joe Giudice is waiting to find out that if he's going to be deported or not. If I'm a judge and I'm looking at your situation and you're saying you have a family here and a wife here, if you're going through a divorce at the same time, that's going to be in the back of my head. I think for them, they're like, we don't want to give the judge one other reason to throw the book at Joe. Mm. And to say, oh, well, your family doesn't really matter anymore. Your wife's divorcing you.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, obviously his children live here. He should be able to see them as often as he would like to. I mean, granted, the situation with him is a little bit different. But yeah, there's probably a lot of different reasons. But also, I just feel like the main point is if you're not living together, or maybe they're just separating now because they want to be able to live their lives without any speculation. Like, if Teresa's seen out with someone else, it doesn't matter because you guys now know the standing of our relationship is that we are no longer committed to one another.
Yes.
There we
this
go.
This is why I show up. Thank you.
This is why she has a special mug.
Special
She's
mug
a special
today.
Person.
I have an issue about this, by the way. Why did I not get Slay the Holidays? I'm slaying all the things. Hello? Why am I... Generic mug.
Hopefully in the next block you'll have another mug. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get to William and Kate because they, you know, as you guys know, they brought their natural charm to TV, but then the unthinkable happened, allegedly. Have you guys seen this?
Yeah.
Watch as the Duke reaches out for a simple touch to the Duchess's shoulder. And then Kate turns and swivels her chair away from him so quick, and she continues to smile. It happened during the BBC special, A Barry Royal Christmas. It didn't look so Barry to me. So what do you guys think? Was he being rejected in that moment?
We have all been there.
Yes.
When your man doesn't take out the trash or forgets to put down that toilet seat or goes out to a turn up and doesn't tell you about it.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, we've all done this.
Yes.
We put his ass on a booty band. And what I mean by a booty band is you don't want to be touched. There is no sex because I'm going to prove my point. He fucked... He screwed up.
He messed up.
And now he is on a booty ban.
Yeah, no, this is such an, for whatever reason, when you're upset with your partner and you're out and you're in the space that she's in, the enjoyment you get from making them sweat and making them feel how angry you are is unlike anything else. It's better than the actual sex because you're like, I am so mad and I have so much power over you right now, you little bitch.
So I feel like they must have had some serious issues going into this Barry Royal.
By the way, that wasn't subtle. She flipped.
Flipped. She couldn't even stand him touching her just slightly. But you know,
I almost gave her a neck brace
because she had whiplash.
I was like, girl, you need some ice on that.
But you know it's serious when you cannot maintain any sort of chill. When it's like, do not even touch me. I don't care if we're in front of all these people. I don't care if there's TV cameras rolling. Like, just do not get in my space.
Unless it was like they had to follow protocol and that was seen as affection. They're not allowed to show affection in public. Maybe she was just giving him a reminder of like, there's no affection. Don't do this.
Married a divorcee of African-American descent.
All protocol is out.
They're eating onions and shellfish.
What do you think he did?
I mean, what could he have done? I mean, I don't know. But why is it a Barry Christmas? I don't get that. Anyway.
A Barry BBC.
No.
I don't know. I don't know what he would have done, but we forget that the royals are human too. Like, when the crowns come off, when, you know, the tiaras
the
are out, like, they're just like Larry and Susan. Like, they fight about changing diapers. They fight about household chores. They fight about those things.
It's true. They're not living in Buckingham Palace. You know what I mean? Yeah. They have a cottage.
It's a little more commoner for them.
Yeah, it's a little more, you know, they have people help and stuff.
Yeah. They got three kids.
They have three kids.
George. You know what a stress three kids is to a relationship?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. My God.
I actually don't know at all, but I'm gonna act like I know.
Two dogs. Baguette will cost.
One dog.
They're moody. Pearl's an angel. You know Baguette's having issues. So.
Oh, you know. Dog therapy.
With a divorce?
She doesn't know where she is.
All right, you guys, coming up, Jason Derulo and the occupational hazards of wearing tight spandex. The cat star is addressing his things. Next.
Yeah.
Keep it together.
That was good.
It together.
That was good.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara especially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Once we got started, it was a lot of fun, and we got to learn a lot about cats. And now I have a newfound understanding and appreciation of cats. And I have to.
Have to check. Do you Skype them when you're away?
You know what I did last night? I did.
Let's dance!
I judge a cat by its soul.
I've got plenty of soul.
Spotlight. And a drum roll, please.
Milk! It's party time.
It was interesting because we had to wear these, like spandex, you know? So it's like, it's very tight, you know? So it's bulging everywhere. Bulges everywhere, and balls everywhere, and everything you could possibly imagine. So we were naked in front of each other, so we got very close.
He said balls.
Well, that was Jennifer Hudson and Jason Derulo telling us what it's like to film Cats. The movie hits theaters this Friday. Fun fact, Jason says the cat suit was so tight, his now famous body part had to be CGI'd out of the film. Are you disappointed by that?
You know,
are you surprised by that?
It's a double standard in this world.
Is it? Tell us about that.
And I'm going to say this.
Okay.
Alicia Keys can go all natural and wear no makeup on TV.
Oh,
and
my
Jamila
God.
Jamil
oh,
can get on a magazine cover and say, I do not want to be Photoshopped. Do not put any airbrushing on me. But Jason Derulo is blessed with something that God gave him, and he cannot be a cat with that. I've seen a cat with a big thing, and I'm like, that cat is weird. It's weird, but it's a cat.
Yeah.
Let him do it.
I think that if...
Wow.
We got the unedited version. Sorry at home.
Thank you. I paid extra money for that.
What is that thing? It's like says hi every time. Anyway. What's up? He was here. We didn't even know.
If we had we known.
We would have been like, how are you? Let's get you breakfast.
He left his cat suit at home that day.
What are we saying?
You're freaking out.
What are we talking about now?
We're talking about the fact that they had to CGI that thing. I just feel bad for the guy who had to go in and CGI every scene that Jason was in.
I think he probably would have. He probably had fun. I think it's...
It was me moving.
It would have been distracting if all of that would have been... If he was moving around and singing and dancing and then all of that moved with him, I just think it was probably the right decision.
I probably would have saw the movie twice.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
They would have made double the cash from my ass. I would have saw it twice.
But don't you think they would have seen it on the monitors when they're filming? Like,
well,
hey,
there's nothing you can do. I mean, have
make
you...
Make him like, wear three pairs of Spanx?
Yeah,
I don't know.
He doesn't want to have any ripples in his cat suit. I think they did the right thing. I think that thing needed to be taken out digitally.
It sounds like a lot of work.
Well, I think they made the right choice.
Any more comments on this?
No,
I know you had a lot to say
about this. You know, I'm excited for Jason Derulo. I feel like this is going to be the second surge of him. And it's funny because when you look at all the press that's coming out about Cats, it's mainly about Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn or the song that she wrote. And there are so many stars in there bigger than Jason Derulo, but no one's talking about Judy Dench. No one's talking about Jennifer Hudson. For the first time, no one's talking about Idris Elba. We are talking about Jason Derulo. This is a huge, no pun intended, hit for his career.
Which
it's
also,
crazy.
I mean, we have to think about it. Like, it was probably a little bit calculated to be that way, don't you think?
No.
That God made him that way 30 years ago?
No, but I mean, the photo, like, clearly when that photo was posted and taken, like,
the original
boxer photo to release that now, like, clearly that was an obvious thing that people were going to talk about.
Yeah.
I don't think that was just like, oh, my God, because it was also going to the right, so I felt like it could have been tucked under, or it could have been...
really analyzed
I'm just saying it could have been hidden if they weren't trying to get attention for it.
This
right?
is not like some like air freshener in your house. Sometimes you just can't hide it. It's there. You just can't tuck it somewhere when it's like that.
Well, it's going well for him, so
it's
I'm happy that photo was released the way it was.
Did you double tap?
No, of course not.
Of course you did. By the way, you said there are a lot other bigger stars on the project than Jason. We cannot confirm or deny that, so... TBD. Pick up on that one later.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get back to what Jay had
she just
said.
Whooping you.
Jay had said she Skypes with her pets. Do you guys do this when you're traveling? Because I know I 1,000% do.
How does that work? Do you call your sister to be like, okay, get Pearl on the phone. I'm ready to see her.
Put Pearl on the phone. Let me see her. And then I start talking in my high-pitched dog voice, and she hears it on the other end, and she gets really excited.
That's adorable. I feel like I talk to my pets on the phone, like if I'm calling my parents from when I'm away or whatever, I broke my pen, and they're like, oh, say hi to Baguette or whatever, then I'll be like, hi, Baguette, but we're not FaceTiming, which would probably make more sense if we just FaceTimed.
That's some crazy white lady stuff.
Yeah.
That's like some crazy white lady stuff. By the way, when I did have a dog, I swear I really did treat my dog really nicely, but I feel like when she would go to the pet hotel or she stayed with some of my friends, I knew they fed her off the table. I know she was living her best life and being Roxanne at that like daycare, like tooting her booty up. So when I picked her up, she was almost disappointed. She was like, wow, we have to go home? This is the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
So I feel like sometimes your pets don't miss you as much as you think they do.
No, I believe my pet really misses me.
I think my pets are distraught that they're not with me every day now. I think they're devastated.
No, they're sad, Justin.
They it's nothing like a mother's love.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. I used to take that dog everywhere with me, and then I watched her on like my Nest camera one time. And she was like having a full Kiki, like spa day at the house because she didn't have to leave. They like being home and they like being away from you, I'm telling you.
No, my pet, I spy on her with my little pet camera.
Oh, you have one of those?
And she's crying when I'm not.
Are you the Melanie of dogs?
I'm the Melanie of dogs. She cries when I'm not there. She's like, looking for me. And then whenever like I do FaceTime her, like when my parents have her, I'm like, Pearl, sit. And she'll sit, she'll wag her tail. Like we have a really deep connection. I've had this dog since she was born.
And you're gonna be single for a very long time.
I'm not single. Someone else loves me, I think. All right, we're reading your thoughts on our story so far on John and Chrissy. Tara says, really? How much money do John and Chrissy have? Call a caterer.
Okay. Yeah,
they could have done that, I guess.
Call a gay.
All right, still ahead, Courtney reunites with Eunice at the happiest place on earth. Does that mean they're back on? We'll talk about it next. Courtney and Eunice are sparking romance rumors yet again. Just weeks after their night out in Miami, these two enjoyed a day out at Disneyland, and we're told they flirt and are giddy while around one another, but things are quote-unquote strictly platonic between them. I don't know. Do you guys buy that? Because I don't think I buy
that. I mean,
that.
I don't buy that. I think that that's what they go with because they might not be, like, an official couple, and it's the easiest way to just kind of, like, ward off any sort of speculation. Why did they go to Disneyland? What's with Disneyland all of a sudden? I feel like she's always at Disneyland.
I mean, it's a fun place to go during the holidays, but if it's something platonic, I feel like that's when you go to lunch or a quick little outing somewhere. Mm-hmm. When you spend 8 to 10 hours at Disneyland, you really want to get back with that person. Or you're really with that person.
Yeah, you want to spend time with... platonic meaning like what? Like they're not officially boyfriend and girlfriend? They're definitely...
Platonic means friends.
Yeah, platonic means no... Platonic means like we'll have coffee.
But finding a dude to go with you to Disneyland with your 3 kids for 8 hours is a struggle.
Oh, were the kids with her?
The kids are with her.
Okay.
So I
Makes
think
sense.
What happens is when you're 40 years old, you're running a business, you're on a successful TV show, you got 3 kids, you don't have time to vet new D. You
know what I mean? The vetting of the D is a long process.
The vetting of the D is a long process. And everybody has that one old fable that you can hit with you up and they know what time it is.
It's true.
And I think for her, she's having that Madonna moment when Madonna was dating all those young guys and J-Lo had Casper. It's just easier for my schedule right now to be with somebody who I've been with before.
And my kids know him and like him. And also, that totally makes sense. And the fact that, like, she hasn't found anyone besides Eunice that she really has connected with and liked and, like, maybe let her guard down. So, and we all know what Eunice looks like, so good for her. She should
good
do that
her.
As much.
Look,
that,
I would imagine it's really hard for Courtney to just date around, being as famous are you as you,
you
are. And when you have, like you said, the kids, and you have to go through that process of, do they want kids? Are they okay with just my kids? Are they okay with my family? Mm-hmm. We're always on TV. We're super famous. We're being followed everywhere. Like, yeah, it's really hard for a person of that status to just date. So,
for sure. But it's also like you're talking about not just one person's, you know, privacy. You're talking about a family of 9. You know what I mean? Like, because when you're in with the family, they all live in one cul-de-sac. Like, you get to know everybody. How can I trust a new partner come in that they're not using my family for a certain thing?
Yeah.
That they're
going to
keep all these secrets. And Eunice has proven that he can keep the secrets.
He's
and I
proven
think that's
to be
sexy
a good guy.
Him.
Yeah,
that's sexy. He might fight a bitch at Delilah one night, you know, in the back and get sued for it, but that's your problem as long as I'm not there.
Exactly.
But I kind of want to see it because it's hot.
Yeah.
And can you choke me?
Is it hot? No. Oh my gosh.
Kinda hot.
Justin's got issues today. Okay, on to another famous family, the Schwarzenegger-Shriver family. Maria Shriver called and gave Arnold a big warning before he went to see his son's new film. Why? He explains to Fox LA.
All of a sudden, there's this sex scene then, all of a sudden.
Right.
And
you see what's that like for you?
That was absolutely wild, you know? Because I remember my wife called me the day before, and she says, I just saw Patrick's movie. And it's like unbelievable. I'm sitting there, and he didn't tell me anything about it. And all of a sudden, I saw his naked butt there having a sex scene. And then I said, oh, I cannot wait to see that as I'm seeing the movie tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so I watched the movie. But that's really an experience and a half.
Well, if I was Patrick, I'd be like, well, we're even. There are things you didn't warn us about.
Well, sounds like, yeah, he didn't really prep his parents for that potentially awkward moment.
It is almost the holidays.
But Arnold kind of seemed, like, excited at the same time about it. He was like, yeah, like, good for him. Like, proud of my son.
He was giddy. It just, like, I think he was being funny. I mean, yeah. Like, well, I think, it's, I mean, look, he's, like, a stunning kid, so...
Would you give your parents a warning or
Yeah, I would
friends?
Probably give my parents a warning. I'd probably not want them to see it.
I would not want to see it with them. I'd say, hey, I'm not going to watch this film for you. And they'd be like, why? We have to come support you. And like, there are things that I don't really feel comfortable watching with you that I have done in the film. So take that as you want.
But I don't know if I'd want them to see it. I don't know.
They're not going to not see it. I just don't want to be there standing next to them.
They're going to watch, right? Yeah.
To let you guys know, your parents actually did that to make you, so they know what bumping uglies
looks
like.
It's fine, but
we
haven't
had
to
see it.
And they haven't had to see us. Like, I don't even think I've kissed, like, my husband in front of them. I haven't even, like, kissed a boyfriend in front of them.
Did he have not?
My husband, yeah, but, like, not, yeah, no.
I don't think I've kissed. That's going to be weird for me. I've never kissed anyone in front of my family.
So there you go. Would you do that?
Oh, no, I would set them up and be like, oh, this is a family movie about X, Y, and Z, and it's like Monsters Ball, or like how I have my boob out and like it's all going crazy. Yeah, I would do that, the bait and switch. Also, there's religious people. Maria Shriver is very religious. I think had he told her before, she might have tried to talk him out or made him feel guilty about doing the role. So I think keeping it to yourself is probably the best thing.
Are
and
you,
then let him see it.
Yeah, your guys are going to want to support you.
Yeah, of course. What about your friends? Are you like, I don't need to warn my friends?
I don't need to warn my friends. I wouldn't warn you guys if I did a sex scene and it was in a movie.
I would hope you would tell me that your boob was going to be out.
Like, by the way, you're going to see a lot of me that you have never seen before but in this film.
Okay, yeah, I guess you guys haven't seen it. I mean, I'd warn you.
I put you in your wedding dress. Like, I've seen it all.
Like, yeah, I wouldn't, I mean, it depends how graphic we were talking.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, like, if it was a Monsters Ball moment, I'd probably let you know, like, you're going to get some angles here.
Yeah, I need to prepare myself for that one.
I hope you get the chance. I hope you get the opportunity.
I am going to be an actress in 2020, so it might happen.
Working on it. Okay, up next, what awesome present should you get for the man in your life? We'll show you in our Daily Pop gift guide when we return.
Yes!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we are back with our holiday gift guide, and this one is for the men's, honey.
You are ridiculous.
So ridiculous. So let's start big for the man in your life with this flywheel home bike named one of Oprah's favorite things in 2019. And if you know if Oprah loves it, you know I want it. What I love about this bike is it has a built-in tablet. And for a low monthly cost, you can actually ride with the instructor of your choice every single day.
So how much are we paying a month for this subscription?
Okay, you know, when I go to cycle, I pay $30 a class. For $39.99 a month, you can get unlimited rides.
That's actually a really good deal. And it has weights here, you guys, in the front. Easy to pick up. Whew. Also, when your man acts out.
Yeah, I'm out of breath. Oh my God, I'm out of breath.
Okay, what do we have over here?
And you know what goes down well after a hard workout? Wild Turkey Long Branch Bourbon.
Cheers to that. How
and
much
it's the
is
holidays.
This?
You know, Matthew McConaughey is actually the creative director for this and the brand spokesperson. I love this thing, and it's amazing. And he's from Texas.
This is a great gift. I'm going to give this to my dad.
Mm-hmm. Only $39.99.
It's really delicious.
Mm-hmm.
All right, over here.
This is amazing.
This is the toy that I'm keeping after the show. This is great for the men and the women.
No, this is actually great. And if you don't know what a Theragun is, you must be living under a rock because it is everywhere. This is the Theragun G3. It's got 2 speeds, 4 pro attachments. This is amazing. So after a long workout or all the ladies at the PTA are stressing your ass out, you come home, you put this thing on, and you get it popping. This is actually awesome. And it's a gift that gives you back. Yeah, right here. All right, now, do you guys love a nerdy man like I do?
Yes!
If you have a nerdy man in your life, this is the Stranger Things Dungeons & Dragons starter game set. Now he can live out his dream of getting lost in the Upside Down. And newsflash, ladies, this one's actually easy to use, and it's fun, so you can pretend like you're into something that he's into.
It's actually so cool that it is Stranger Things. I would play this Dungeons & Dragons. I play normal Dungeons & Dragons, but I feel like this one would be great.
No, and it's amazing. And guys, you can find all these things on our eonline.com/shop website. It's unbelievable.
All right.
Okay, do you want my next thing, my favorite thing on this list? Okay, ladies, do you ever wish your man looked more like Thor? Because I know we all have, but he really can look more like Thor. This Thor hammer, flashlight, electronics toolkit may make him feel pretty damn cool. It comes with 28 pieces on the inside, and look how cool this is. There is a toolkit in here, and you undo it, and then there's a flashlight. The handle turns into a flashlight.
Oh. This is the LOL surprise doll for men.
Yes.
This is the LOL surprise.
And you know what? It's a 2-in-1 gift because after he fixes the wall outside, honey, he can bring this into the bedroom and y'all can role play a little bit with Chris Hemsworth.
Sure. Okay. That's all you, Justin. What do we have over here?
Okay. I'm not a Star Wars fanatic, but I'm a child at heart. These Star Wars screensavers are unreal. If you turn them on, they literally have sound effects, and they're so cool because you can record your own sound effects.
Do it.
Hey, y'all. Hey, girl.
Hey, y'all. Hey, girl.
No, this is amazing. $29.99. These are unbelievable. You can have so much fun with these. They make a lot of noise, and the battery lasts a long time.
He is a different kind of Jedi, you guys. All right, okay. What's over here?
Ladies, I'm telling you right now, this is probably the greatest gift on this list. Okay. Do you have
this
a man?
This one is not just for the men.
Do you have a man who comes to your house and you just clean your bathroom and your vanity's all pretty with your La Mer and all your good stuff with it? This thing will be your lifesaver because it's from the Beard King and it's the official beard bib. Now, what your man has to do, we made it simple because men can't follow directions. All you do is attach this to his neck and clip these to the mirror. We have two little suction cups. And when he shaves his beard, everything gets caught in here and not on your marble.
I need this for me. Not for my beard, because my boyfriend shaves his beard in my place.
I thought I needed it for me, but I am chronically single, so no one gets mad when I do this except my housekeeper. So I think I'm actually gonna get this. This is unreal. Only $24.99 and will save you so much time and so many fights.
This is genius. This is the one I'm keeping.
This is
keep
everything.
It in this one.
And if his ass can't eat, just snatch it to the refrigerator too.
This is
you can
genius.
Like save yourself some crumbs.
Oh my
crumbs.
God, I'm bringing this everywhere. It's like a baby bib that you just have to bring everywhere.
It's everything. All right, now if anyone wants to buy me a birthday Christmas gift, you know where I live. And you can check this out on eonline.com/shop for everything we have featured so far. Coming up, would you rather take a massive paycheck up front or play the long game in hopes of getting more money down the road? We're gonna discuss that when we come back. I need this.
Bing, where's the thing? Where's the power?
Get her off my show!
It's not your show.
Oh, yes, Bronwyn, season number one.
Okay, you did call her You called her so just zip it, bitch.
She's such an ego right now. Put a pin in it, lady.
Don't shut up.
Yeah, shut the up.
Sound like a freaking gangster.
Shut up.
Do you think you're a beauty queen?
Way better looking than you are, that's for sure.
Stop the cameras. This is about my job, my career, and my show that I started 15 years ago. To this Bronwyn, she's like, why am I... Really?
It's fight night in the OC. The gloves come off at the Real Housewives of Orange County season 14 reunion. All right, you guys, who's the most controversial on the show?
I just love Vicky so much. She's like, I started this 15 years ago. She's amazing, and she never gets tiring. I love her. I love them all, but I'm more partial to the sort of the OG housewives.
Mm. And it doesn't look like she gets tired either of doing this.
No.
She is having a ball.
When she says F off to the camera, like, oh, you know, her dress is half unzipped. Like, I just love them in ours. They're batshit crazy.
They're amazing.
Tamara, I love Preserve. Looking good.
Looking good.
Looking real good, Tamara. Real good.
This show ages like a fine wine. It keeps getting better.
Everybody gets better looking over the seasons. Why am I stuck in my mic?
Because you get rich.
You get rich and you have more money.
That's it.
When the fame comes, you're gorgeous. Mm.
You're bomb.
Who's your ultimate crazy on the show?
You know, I like the OGs too, but right? I like when a fire starter comes in, ooh, like a newbie who comes in and wants to make a name for herself. And I feel like Kelly Dodd is that person. She comes in, she starts the fires. And what's so frustrating is, when you're going through a show like this, you don't really know what's happening on the other side of the camera. You don't know what everyone else is saying about you. You don't know what they're saying in their confessionals. So you get to watch all of it. Then the ladies are tweeting. There was a tweeting ban on Orange County last season because they were spilling all the tea. This year, they were like, you know what? We're lifting the ban. You can tweet all you want. So these ladies are seeing each other and confronting each other for the first time in months.
So good.
They're really heated. Good. They're the scrappiest show.
They have nothing to lose.
I feel like Atlanta gets scrappy, but they try to contain their composure during the reunions, and Beverly Hills has, like, scraps. But these women get down in the
nothing to lose.
Dirt.
The dirt. They're
the
rolling
dirt.
In it. That reunion is a three-parter. It starts tonight on Bravo. Okay, who wouldn't want to be a part of this next club? We've got Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, Kerry Washington, and Chris Pratt. They're among the stars who, according to Variety, are part of the streaming world's million-dollar club, each one reportedly securing $1 million per episode before a show even gets into production. That's unlike syndication, where a star may make a little less, but they later get the money off of the residuals, syndication, repeats, all of that stuff. They make decades to come. What do you think? Would you get the paycheck up front, the $1 million before it even airs, or would you take a little bit less and then bank on the reruns and syndication and all that?
The model of TV has really changed over the years. And back in the day when Friends was coming up and Seinfeld was coming up, what you had to do was make it to 100 episodes, and then you could then go into syndication. and there were less channels, there was less streaming services, there were more opportunities for shows to continue
to
on.
To continue in syndication, yes. Because that was the only way to watch television.
Yeah.
That's why Law & Order SVU is on 17 different channels.
And that's why Jen Aniston, I feel like she started that Million Dollar Club. You know, oh, yeah. She's the original Kaley Cuoco. I mean, they all made $1 million for Friends 20 years ago.
Yo, it was crazy. It was insane.
It's good she's still in that club. I like it.
Still in that club.
But starting new clubs.
Now you can't make that kind of money now. So now you have to take it up front because once you're on a network, that network has a streaming service and they own that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's not like Full House. They make money off of that syndication.
Oh, yeah.
And the Brady Bunch makes money off of syndication. And so does I Dream of Jeannie.
Well, someone did their syndication research this morning.
I just know these things. I didn't even know we were talking about it, to be honest.
If this was back, now, if TV was the same way it was and you didn't know like what the future held with all of this streaming stuff, would you say, no, I want that Friends money and I'll take a little bit of a lower paycheck? Or do I want that morning show paycheck where I know I'm getting $1 million up front?
I want the money up front in my hand.
Same, because you just don't know. You don't know if the show's going to be successful.
And it's just good to have it, because then you have, I know it's a smarter thing if it works out, but if it doesn't go into syndication, then you get less money, and it's like, it's a toss-up, I believe.
Or there are actually a lot of shows that maybe they made less when the show came out on TV. It didn't do so hot on TV, but then once it hit Netflix, it blew up.
Like
and they're
that, that new show with Penn Badgley.
You.
There's a lot of shows like that. Even I was watching Dirty John. It was originally on Bravo, and then it hit Netflix.
We are knowledgeable. I love it. We are so in it. We know everything.
Even with like The Office and Parks and Rec and all of those shows.
Syndication?
Yeah.
I
think they did.
They hardcore syndication.
But look how huge they are now that they're on Netflix.
But weren't they huge when they were on?
They were
huge, but now it's bigger.
It's bigger. It was a little bit of a cult following, and then it became like the whole world watches these shows because it's so accessible to us.
Yeah.
I would take the long run, not because it's a smarter thing to do, but I feel like if I was a 27-year-old or a 30-year-old man who just came into all this money after being broke for 30 years, I'd be like those football players who buy 4 chains and 7 Escalades in different colors.
I like that.
I wouldn't be able to handle that money. I know that.
Yeah, that's true.
So you
it's
want
better
it later.
To. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we're checking in with you guys on social on Jason Derulo's junk being edited out of Cats. One Brub says, calm down, everyone. Male ballet dancers wear dance belts all the time, and he wore one in the movie. James says, I'm sick of hearing about this member, his member. Every man has one, LOL. Someone get this man a date.
But not every man has one like that.
Yeah,
I can tell you that.
That's true.
And on Skyping Pets, Ju says, I used to work in a dog hotel where people requested to video chat with their pets, and it's the biggest waste of time. Your pets don't care. That's a lie. My pet cares.
Liar.
And by the way, you didn't work at the Chateau Marmont because there is a screen in there for you to see and talk to them, or the Ritz-Poton because they have times where you can call.
Wow, you really put
the pot
Wrigley up in the best places.
Yes.
All right, up next, Angelina, Demi Moore, and Moore. We're talking about who had the top comeback of 2019 after the break.
Yay!
Welcome back, you guys. Each year, celebs make comebacks that remind us how much we love them and make us forget that they were ever gone. For me, that person was Demi Lovato. I feel like after everything that happened in 2018, from the overdose to her relapsing, she really bounced back hard. She was nominated for a Grammy this year. She was all about body positivity. She started that whole movement on her Instagram where she didn't want to have any of her photos photoshopped. She was baptized. She has a new boyfriend, Austin Wilson, and she looks just so happy and healthy. She also was in the middle of all of that thirst trapping with Bachelor
Mike.
Wow, Mike.
That's a good photo.
Yeah, they're a hot couple.
Good,
And she's got new music coming out. She's writing, working. She's been making TV appearances and cameos. I am just so proud of her, and I feel like I know her almost, and I love her. So I'm just so happy she's in a great place.
Have you ever met her?
I have met her. I've interviewed her a couple times. She seems really sweet.
I feel like you guys could be real-life friends.
Yes.
I feel like that, too.
Demi. I feel like you could be real-life friends with everybody.
Call me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you, Justin? Who is your comeback of the year?
Angelina Jolie.
He loves him some Angelina.
Yeah, I feel like she had the biggest comeback, and I think it was crazy because we saw her retreat for the first time in her career, and, you know, it was weird. It was really weird because we thought she was this strong, powerful woman. Nothing can, like, you know...
Affect her.
And all of a sudden, this divorce happened, and it just put her in a corner. And I feel like for her, Maleficent coming out, giving those two unbelievable interviews with The Hollywood Reporter, mm-hmm. she just came back so strong and so sure of herself, and I feel like Hollywood is finally embracing her again. Yeah. Another one is Aziz Ansari.
Wow,
who
good one.
Netflix special came out, first joke out, addressed it, let's move on.
Love we all that felt special. Bad for him when that happened.
We all felt bad for him.
Yeah,
what
we
about
did.
You?
Well, me, I mean, there was just an obvious choice was Kevin Hart. I just feel like he came back the strongest. He obviously had to deal with that Oscar controversy, you know, doing the documentary now, the six-part special for Netflix, and, you know, bouncing back after the car accident. You know, he's had a lot of stuff that he's had to go through in every single category that a person can go through it. Yeah. And I feel like he's just done it with such grace that I'm excited to see what's next for him. I think he really killed it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's so well said.
He was my person. From the moment they said, who's your comeback, I said, you know what, Kevin?
Didn't even have to think about it.
Didn't even think about it. It was Kevin Hart.
Amazing. Oh.
That's it, yeah.
We love our celebrity comebacks. Bounce back, snap backs, all
Jolie.
Back, all the things back. All right, you guys, we'll be back with more Daily Pop.
Jolie! Jason Derulo and Angelina Jolie should hook up.
Do it.
Hey, y'all. Hey, girl.
Hey, y'all.
No, this is amazing. I love it.
Oh my gosh, that was great. All right, it's time for a little Would You Do It? First up, photoshopping your kids into a holiday card. Kim Kardashian West revealed that North had a bad day during the family's photo shoot and decided to sit it out. But she changed her mind the next day. So Kim, she brought in the photographer and they had to digitally add North into the picture. Would you do this?
I think so. I think if you had the resources to do it, I mean, eventually, obviously, North was not, there was no talking to North that day, right? It was no, like, sit in your seat and get this photo. They ended up getting an adorable photo of her. I couldn't, looking at it now, you can see it, but I could not tell when I originally saw that photo that she was photoshopped in. Yes, there was a little bit of distance, maybe, now.
Sure.
Yeah, I would do it.
I would do this with my current family because we can never get all of us in the same room.
Right.
It literally takes having a Christmas to get us all together. So, like, all right, all of you take your individual photos and someone's going to put all of us together. I would do this.
Why not? If you had the resources to do it?
No. How much cuter would it have been if at the bottom of the card it said, not picture because North was on the naughty list that day? Or, like, something
that's cute. That is
like
really
the
cute.
Memory of, like, everyone knows North exists. She was the first
North,
Messiah
North
child.
North runs that
runs.
Family.
Just
North has
say,
got it.
Yeah, just to say. North was not on her best day, had not had that best day that day. She's on Santa's naughty list. Would have been such a cute attitude.
Yeah, that's actually a really good idea for your kids who are acting up and they're being little
shits.
Yeah. Yep, there you go. All right, Kim, she's breaking all the rules this week, apparently. She also showed up to Diddy's 50th birthday party dressed in a vintage wedding dress. I didn't even know this was a wedding dress.
Why
is
that?
It's definitely Vivian Westwood, is it? Do
it's
we know?
Vivian
it
Westwood,
is, right? That she loves. She does that corset silhouette. I mean, I'm just so happy I get to get married again one day because what I'm going to wear is going to hurt people's feelings. That is no joke.
No, yeah, that was hurting.
And why is that breaking up? Why is that breaking the rules?
Let me tell you why.
Because people won't naturally walk out with a wedding dress.
Let me tell you why. If someone showed up at my birthday party in a wedding dress and it wasn't their day, I would be upset. However, it was a man's birthday. Diddy is over the top. He encourages people to come glamour. Vanity Fair was doing the photo booth and sponsoring the party. So I think this rule wasn't actually broken. Had it been for Chloe or had it been like Chrissy Teigen's birthday
had
and she showed
Courtney's
up in that.
Had it been Courtney's birthday party.
I would have set her on fire.
But also it depends on the attire because if somebody says black tie and that's her interpretation of black tie, she can wear that. It's not inappropriate. Just because Kim Kardashian's one of the most beautiful women in the world, you can't let her, like, you can't expect her to dress down for the day.
So let me ask you a question.
Kylie at Haley's wedding was fine.
You have a 30th.
Was it fine?
I
was
have
it
a problem
fine?
With it. It was fine. Yeah. Like, what is she supposed to, like, don't wear a bomb dress?
You know deep down inside if that was your wedding, it would not be fine.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you think it should have been more conservative? What was your question?
No, if you had a 40th birthday party and you had a black tie situation, you were going to wear all white, and somebody invited, Dorothy Wayne comes in a wedding dress, you're fighting.
Was it an obvious wedding dress, like a white wedding dress?
It was that.
I would be okay with it.
Because you can't really tell it's a wedding
also,
dress.
You know,
I never would have assumed that.
And it's champagne. I would be like in a bedazzled, hologrammed photo of myself.
Catch
I don't know.
Catch me in 8 years.
I would do that.
More
let's
eight.
Talk about
Thank
snow
you.
Globing. You could be doing this right now. Cosmopolitan coined the new dating term this year. It's when someone you've been dating during the holidays tricks you into thinking the relationship is more serious than it is, only to dump you when January rolls around. Have you guys done this?
I have, but I'm also upfront about the situation. I say, I'm lonely during the holidays. You're lonely during the holidays. Let's just link up and celebrate it together and go to New Year's together and have
I love
a kid.
That. that. I love that honest and open conversation. We both are looking for the same thing. We just want the companionship right now. Let's just, I love that.
I like it.
And we're going to go out six
gifts?
Times and then we're not going to talk after. Let's just be upfront about
yeah,
that.
You exchange
I'm into
gifts.
That.
I'm not into this. Like, what? It, do you, yeah, are you spending money on each other during the holidays?
Yes.
But then, like, I feel like you get more attached during the holidays and then you got to break up later. Like, I'm not in for that.
$20 gift card.
No, I don't want it. All right, guys, that's our show. Thank you for hanging with us today. Tomorrow, we've got psychic medium Char Margolis.
Thank God.
Stopping by.
I need you.
See you guys then. Snow globing for you guys, okay?
I love a snow
Don't
globe.
Don't do this to the people out there. Don't snow globe if you're doing that.
Oh, my God. You have never snow globed anybody?
No.
Neither have I.
Because you're neurotic.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.